Welcome back to America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. One of our friends, contributor Kathy Gruen, is the proprietor of Butterflower Sugar Salt. She is an extraordinary home cook who has taken to the airwaves and the web to share tremendous recipes, sweet recipes, savory recipes, food finds, all on her website, Butterflower Sugar Salt. She's an excellent baker. She's shared all kinds of interesting concepts over the last few weeks with us here at America Weekend. And now Kathy is, she's being very honest that she has a problem she wants to share with all of us. Kathy?
Thanks, Valerie. So I've had this little problem lately, and I'm hoping that I've taken control of it, but it's been bad. I've been suffering from insomnia. And there's nothing worse than not having a good night's sleep. I'm sure a lot of people can relate. And in my mind, insomnia is that unwanted visitor that lurks around. And as visitors go, it's really rather rude because it doesn't give you any notice of its arrival, nor does it really give you an idea of how long it intends on staying. And I've tried everything. I've called all my friends and they've said, take warm Epsom salts baths, try drinking warm milk, do some deep breathing. One even gave me a bottle of this lovely lavender spray that I sprayed on our pillows. It was supposed to keep us calm. But the only one who was calm and sleeping through the night were the dogs and my boyfriend. I, of course, would look over and see my clock glowing as it would read 3 a.m. This was at least 2 or 3 weeks in a row where I would have this insomnia 2 or 3 days during the week. And I'm really kind of tired of it, no pun intended. But I just decided I'm going to have to take action into my own hands. So instead of reading or watching TV or just lying there staring up at the ceiling or listening to the dog snore, I got up and I went into my kitchen to do what I love to do. I went to go bake. Now, baking usually does require a bit of planning, but I usually do keep a lot of things in the house that are considered staples: flour, butter, milk, sugar, eggs, vanilla, etc. So I looked at everything and I thought, well, the easiest thing I can make that won't make a big mess or make a lot of noise to wake up anybody else would be scones. And then I'd have them ready for breakfast that morning when everybody else was up. So I decided I had some fresh blueberries left over. I had some raisins. I was going to make sweet butter scones loaded with blueberries and raisins, and they would just be eaten up that morning and be truly delicious. For many, a scone is thought of as a cross between a biscuit and muffin. And while it may have that similarity, it really is a member of the bread family. It's considered a quick bread, meaning that it's very fast to make and it rises quickly. There's no real waiting for yeast to develop, etc., because there is no yeast. The other thing I like about scones is that they can be made sweet or savory. So I'm sure we're all familiar with fruit scones, probably chocolate chip scones. But if you're going to make scones, also try to make them savory. Add a little bit of cheddar cheese and crumbled bacon, or some rosemary and a little goat cheese. Make them savory and then serve them along a salad or some soup. They're really quite lovely that way. I also like to make my scones, I would say, fairly traditionally. I like to make the dough, roll it out slightly into a circle, and then cut it into wedges. So when they come out, you've got these triangular wedges that are ready to wrap up and save or just to serve immediately. You can use a biscuit cutter or something to cut them into round shapes if you want. But as I said, I like the wedge shape. I just think it's a nicer look. The other thing you can do with your scones is if you do a sweet scone, you may want to make a different glaze, like add some vanilla sugar and a little bit of powdered sugar and make a glaze to drizzle on top, or maybe some maple syrup and some powdered sugar to make a glaze. But however you decide to make your scones, you should definitely practice, because a scone is so simple and you don't need a lot of things in your house. And if you're like me and you do have a little bit of problem with insomnia, you can get up, make them, and about half an hour later, try to go back to sleep. Let me know how you do with your scones. Drop me a line at Kathy@butterflowersugarsalt.com, and I hope to hear from you.
Kathy Gruen, who is the founder of Butterflower Sugar Salt, a great website you should check out. Kathy shares some terrific recipes on there. And, you know, we just heard about the scones and we heard about the insomnia. Well, I, too, as many people I know, suffer from insomnia. I, too, am looking at the clock, if I can see it, at 3 a.m. I, too, am getting annoyed. But most likely, I'm not going to get up and make scones because then I will eat them. So that is the last thing I want to do. I love the idea of scones, though. It's a favorite of mine with tea, with coffee, with a spirit, if you will. Scones are delicious. Thank you, Kathy Gruen, for sharing those recipes with us. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend. American Weekend.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Pennsylvania's passing of an actual global warming law is being followed now by other states. The Pennsylvania Climate Change Act is now the first U.S. global warming law on the books. Ironically, Pennsylvania, a major coal-producing and coal-burning state, emits 1% of the world's greenhouse gases responsible for global warming, which ends up being more than the emissions of 105 developing countries combined. The measure allows Pennsylvania to conduct an inventory of greenhouse gas emissions and set up a registry for business and industry where they track their emissions and get credit, whether in taxes or other means, for pollution reductions, you know, basic cap and trade as we've been talking about. What's popular about Pennsylvania's Climate Change Act is that this allows Pennsylvania, previously a big part of the problem, to become now a big part of the solution.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He knocked out Joe Frazier in 73 to become the world heavyweight champion. In 94, at age 45, he knocked out 26-year-old Michael Moore to win his second world title.
The winner, and once again, heavyweight champion of the world, George Foreman!
So where is George Foreman now? George's lean, mean, low-fat grilling machine has sold over 100 million units to date. And talk about a family man, George has 10 kids. Today, George can be found on his 300-acre ranch in Marshall, Texas. And on that ranch, he has some horses, along with goats, llamas, ostriches, and donkeys.
I'm George Foreman, and I've achieved the American dream.
Hey, George, grill me up a lean, mean ostrich burger. Thanks. I'm Ahmad Rashad.